Well, it's mid-November. The long weekend is over. Halloween is long gone. The November blahs have officially set in. Yes. We'll get to our sad seasonal affective disorder staff picks later in the show, this being our disenchanted show. And to start it off today, we have Ruffled Feathers with Blueprints for a Failed Revolution. And don't worry, just like this month, it picks up. Welcome to Discorder Radio on CITR.
What's up? This is Chaos. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Peace.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio. Up next, Looks to Kill. Wake up right now.
No one.
awake now? We sure are here at Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. The lovely Looks to Kill waking us up here. Bit of a back-to-back launch of the show. We kicked it all off with Ruffled Feathers, Blueprints for a Failed Revolution. And if that didn't wake you up, hopefully Looks to Kill did right there. Having a bit of Twitter love back and forth with Looks to Kill over the weekend. So there you go, playing and turning the Twitter love into some plays on the radio. That's how it works. Tweet us, Discord or Radio, and you'll get your song in the air too.
But it was nice to hear from them, and apparently we made their day by just saying hi. Wow. Which is the weirdest thing about social media.
So what will we make now by playing the song on the radio? Will we make their week, their month? Who knows?
Don't know.
Maybe their hour. We should not get so high on ourselves here.
But speaking of people who made our day, Five Alarm Funk on Friday night.
Is Five Alarm fantastic?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, and of course the band who opened for them, Kutapira, who many people don't know about, but they're big, apparently, just Granville Street buskers. And made a name for themselves right there on the street.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Thank you. We're just doing some microphones switching around here in the studio. Great evening. Now, we should also preface it by saying that Five Alarm Funk have been around for a decade, and they played two nights as part of their 10-year anniversary celebration extravaganza this weekend at the Imperial, one of Vancouver's brand newest venues at Main and Hastings. And they put on a great show, back-to-back nights. They had Miami Device opening Saturday. CJ and I were fortunate enough to go on Friday, thanks to Thomas Towers, the Congo player, who was in here last Tuesday, did a live interview with us, gave us some tickets. We gave some tickets away on air to a guy named Dylan, by the way. And I actually had to meet Dylan in front of the show with the physical tickets, because even though these days people, you know, it's all done online, these guys had physical tickets, and so I had to give them to Dylan. And actually, to be honest, I was feeling pretty under the weather on Friday, those whole November Blahs thing we were talking about.
Right.
But I was forced to bike to the venue to meet Dylan to give him the tickets, and I'm so glad I did, because I was there. I'm like, I might as well stay for the show, and I was blown away. I didn't have one drop of alcohol all night, but I was having the time of my life.
Yeah. Same here. I had a beer, but I was just dancing my hips off around the people in the front row. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And Tom put on a fantastic show. I mean, he was a conga player, but he was all up in there.
He was so much more than just a conga player. He was like the animated, coordinated,
he was eccentric. He was dressed up like Abu from Aladdin.
At one point. I mean, these guys.
The next point was steampunk Abu, which is.
These guys are just. I mean, they've been around for 10 years. They're a 10-piece. Everybody knows their place. Just put on a phenomenal show, and they had this big giant screen behind them as well that was showing images of various. At one point, they were doing a song called "Ice Cream," it's called "We All Scream" for the Ice Cream Man. They had images of their video of them getting affected by this.
I think they were looping old like 40s, 50s movies. Basically.
They had
King Kong.
They had Scream Queens on from the 40s and 50s. They had the original Friendly Giant from the old CBC show back from the 50s and 60s. So they're going into a lot of pop culturalisms of yesteryear to tickle the senses. In a way, sometimes it was so Hello? Okay, no, we're there. In a way, sometimes it was so mesmerizing. We're just trying all sorts of things here in Discord Radio today. It was so mesmerizing at times. I almost felt that I was watching the screen more than watching the band, which is the only slight drawback, I'd say, to having that enticing screen on stage.
I was okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were amazing loops. At one point, there was a Zeus-looking character who was holding up lightning. It must have been like the 13 commandments or something. Or the 10 commandments, not the 13 commandments.
Yeah.
The 13th one is rock your hips off.
Yeah. But great performers. We look forward to seeing them again in the near future. If you get the chance, go check them out. Five Alarm Funk were fantastic. And once again, the openers. CJ, as I said, I was busy dealing with Dylan and his tickets ahead of time. But you saw the openers, Kutapira.
Yes.
So I'll let you elaborate on them a little bit.
Well, interesting fact. One of the guys in there, I met at the Jamcouver Color Magazine Humans Dance Party.
A.K.A. the Burrard Hotel Takeover Party.
True. Sarah might know a bit about that. Not at all. All right. Anyway, one of the guys there, Sangito, was selling his art. So shout out to him. These guys are amazing. They've got like three xylophones. I guess they're called xylophones, but these are bigger with like pipes and Incan style. Not sure what they're called.
Even having one xylophone would be incredible. These guys had three going.
Three. And then on top of that, the drums and different kinds of instruments. So let's hear a sample from them and come back to you. Kudapira live on Discorder Radio and live in the flesh on Friday night. Fantastic show.
Yes, the live funky xylophone stylings of Kudapira. And nice guys, too. We took a picture with them afterwards. In fact, I thought we were going to post that on our Facebook page.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay. Anyways, we've been talking a lot about social media, but we should probably talk more about things that are happening live in Vancouver. And man, we have a busy week. In fact, this Thursday, there are at least five different shows that I would love to be a part of. I'll give you a quick rundown right now what is happening this Thursday, November the 14th. If you have no plans, we'll plan to see one of these. We've got the Zolas with Pup opening for Colorado at the Commodore. We've got Ruffled Feathers, who we heard off the top. They're playing at Railway Club. We've got Weird O, one of CJ's favorite new bands. And by the way, they spelled Weird O, W-E-I-R-D-E-A-U-X. Weirdos, huh? Yeah. That's at the Cobalt, also on Thursday. And Kill Matilda at Funky Winter Beans. Funky Winker Beans, pardon me. And of course, the show I'm saving, maybe the best for last, as we do, is the show that's going to be brought to us by our own music director here at CITR. Live in the studio right now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the lovely and talented Sarah Cordingley.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Discorder.
Excellent. Thank you for helping to keep us organized and on track throughout the last 18 months with your your According to Quarterly playlists.
Ah, anytime.
Your charts are impeccable.
Thanks. They're pretty good this week, I think.
Yes, they are. We're happy to see, Weed right near the top of the charts, another one of our CITR favorites. And I think, hold on, you just sent it to me. I'm going to take it.
Tim Hecker.
That's what it was. I was going to say Vivekker, but...
It's almost as weird as Vivekker, but sometimes it's the weirdest things that bring all of our programmers together. So it's a pretty weird album and is appealing to a lot of different shows, getting played on Pop Drones, getting played on lots of them. All the weird old dudes like that one. Beppe Crespin plays it on his Difficult Music Hour on Sunday mornings. But it's good stuff and it's number one.
Wow. Well, maybe if we have some time later in the show, we'll get a chance to play it later today.
All right.
Also on that list, in the top 10 this week, is Pop 1280.
Yes.
A band that you know quite well because they're playing with you guys this Thursday night.
That's right. They're coming to town, touring in support of their new album, which is out on Sacred Bones, which is a really awesome Brooklyn label that I'm pretty fond of. I have not been disappointed by any of their releases, especially lately. So Pop 1280 is basically kind of a goth rock. They've got some synthesizers and a pretty dark vibe, and I like them a lot and had been in touch with them, and they their show fell through in Vancouver. We decided to help them out and bring them to Astorino's, which is the new Safe Amp all-ages venue.
So kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it'll be interesting. I know there's not a lot of sort of touring bands that do all-ages shows. I think a lot of them have been just local bands, so it'll be interesting. And hopefully the kids come out to see it, and hopefully it's not too dark and intense for them, because it is... It's pretty serious.
Well, it's funny because you listening to your music. Oh, by the way, you haven't even introduced your band. So the band, by the way, is Channels 3 and 4.
That's right.
Who sometimes go by Channels 3 by
4. We throw an X in there sometimes. Yeah. Just to be confusing.
Well, considering you guys are so badass, one X should do at least.
So we've been a band for 11 years. We don't do a ton because we don't really... do that well when we have to spend a lot of time together or do anything with pressure or like recording or touring, but we play one show a year and it's usually a pretty kick-ass show, and I just use it to release all that pent-up whatever, everything just comes spewing out in that one show.
I do have to say, we saw you play, the one and only time I saw you play was at Chapel Sound at the CITR 75th party. And it was amazing. Everybody loved it.
It was fun.
It was Wade's friend, was the only one who was getting crowd surfed. Your friend Kate.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there was probably about 8 people there, so it was quite miraculous, I think. Yeah, we didn't play until pretty late.
We got a mosh pit going with Duncan McHugh.
Oddly enough, we almost always have quite a mosh pit, which to me, it's just kind of silly, dancey music. So it always sort of surprises me that I can't even remember the last time there was a show that Channels played that there was no mosh pit. It just seems to pop out for some reason.
So was that, I guess that would have been the last show you guys played together then?
That probably was the last show we played, yeah.
And that would have been, I think, March the
8th.
A year.
Was a year ago. That was October last year.
Oh, the 75th alumni anniversary.
That's
wow.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Or November, I believe. So about a year ago.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. So in the past year, what is this pent up everything you've been talking about?
I'd like
to hear a little bit of that. I think the Discord listeners like to hear a little bit
really
about it too.
They want to hear about me just rant about, I don't know. I'm a waitress on the weekends, so I got to serve a bunch of jerks and, you know, it's breakfast. Everyone's grumpy and just can't wait 15 minutes for a table and I got to take it out on the waitress. So, yeah, I don't know. Just all that stuff. Every little comment that you don't say out loud, and everyone that you know cuts you off when you're driving, or you know opens their car door without looking at your bike. And
you're like the Larry David of music directors.
That's all right. I'll take that.
I haven't seen Larry. You see Larry kind of he's on a day to day basis, kind of hum and haw. But I haven't seen a crazy Larry flip out. And what I saw from you, Sarah, last year was intensity t- times 1,000 on steroids.
It's pretty intense, but it's all in good fun. It's not, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's a good way to kind of express stuff and just let stuff out. And I like to just really kind of cut loose and, you know, just go with it and just do whatever sort of takes control of me. It's a bit of a, I don't know, I won't say I'm feeling possessed, but I definitely lose control just a little bit, just enough.
Wow. Well, we're excited to see you potentially lose control this Thursday at Astorino's. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go with it. We're going to play a track right now. This one is actually on your CBC Music page. Congratulations, by the way. You guys have been around. Even though you don't do very much, a lot of marketing, as you were saying, and you only play about once a year, you've got yourselves about 8 tracks on the CBC Music page and over 5,000 listens. I don't know if it's just you and your bandmates listening about
divided by 11 years. So that's a pretty good average per year. Yeah.
But we're going to play a track right now called Plastic. And are we going to get a chance to, can you stick around for us a few minutes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We'll come back with Sarah Cordingley from Channel 3x4. And here is the track Plastic on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
On Thursday, November 14th, Brooklyn's Pop 1280 brings their brand of dark minimal wave to Vancouver's newest all-ages venue, Astorino's. The industrial punk group is touring in support of their new album, Imps of Perversion, out now on New York label Sacred Bones. They will be joined by local goth rockers Sex Church and Cowards, and dance punk trio
Channels 3 and 4. What? That's what? Me. That's
there he is, a derelict masturbator.
Check out the event on Facebook for more details.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hey, this is Parker.
Hey, this is Cody.
And Tom.
And this is Zach, and you're listening to the Discorder radio show on CITR 101.9.
And welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9. Those were the Zolas. We should have actually asked them to say they were the Zolas.
Yes, but they know their first names pretty well, at least.
Fair enough.
Yes, good guys who will be playing this Thursday night along with Colorado and Pup at the Commodore. Also this Thursday night is, of course, the show with Channels 3 and 4. Sarah Cordenley is here live with us in studio, and she is recommending that we give some of the other bands on that bill a spin. So we're going to go with one right now from the band Cowards. This track is called Cleaned Up, Not Washed. Cowards playing this Thursday night, and here they are, Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Cleaned Up, Not Washed, Cowards, who will be playing this Thursday night at Astorino's at the corner of Venables and Commercial, along with Pop 1280 from Brooklyn, Sex Church, who are also a local outfit, and Channels 3 and 4, whose frontwoman, Sarah Cordenley, is sitting with us live in studio. Sarah, again, great to have you with us today.
Great to be here. Thanks, Wade.
Yeah. And, I mean, you've been in with us in, you've been here at CITR for how long now?
I have been here for 2 years and a bit.
Cool.
Yeah.
She is the music director of CITR. So all the great music that you hear in the station is filtered through Sarah's ears.
Most of it anyways, yeah.
Well, you've got a bit of a team helping you these days as well.
Yeah.
It's like an intern army.
There's tons of folks, and I would just be lost without them. And we now have some paid positions. Our local music coordinator and our digital library coordinator are both work studies, and they are just killing it.
Right.
So we're about to launch our tape library, our cassette library that's full of awesome local bands and just weird indie releases. So if you're putting out a tape release, as is all the rage these days, you should send it over to CITR. And it's, it's going to be launched this week, the cassette playlist. Get ready for it.
I just noticed the addition of our brand new cassette drawers that have been placed, that have been mounted on the wall here.
Brand new from 1978.
Amazing.
And where are the ones that were supposed to be there?
They're coming. We just have to put them in the catalog. It's a bit of a process.
Right so. On.
Yeah, should okay. be this week.
Who'd have thunk that society's appetite for nostalgia would drive cassettes right back into trendy fashion? And it's happening right here. It's playing out live on CITR right here in the CITR studios, so we're happy to see that.
Yeah, I mean, we can finally play some of the like Dusty Bones cassette that they sent us while they were here, as well as some stuff from Green Burritos.
That's right. Yeah there's lots of local tape stuff popping up.
Well, I'm a bit old school myself, so I actually have a tape player at home. I've got like a tape / CD / radio,
but and tons of people have tape players in their car, right? So
true.
It's convenient.
True. So the tapes never really die. They just kind of they were just having a bit of a rest for a while, and now they're coming back with a vengeance, and we're happy to see it, especially in the indie rock community here in Vancouver. A community that, Sarah, you're quite familiar with.
Yes.
Let's go back to, was it 2002, 2003, when Channel 3x4 first got things going?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you could tell us a bit about how things all came together for you back then.
Well, I actually was off in a wonderful place called Kamloops.
Is it true?
It's true.
It's true. TRU.
Sad but true. It was not true yet. It was UCC.
Right.
At the time, and I was just studying journalism because it seemed practical at the time.
What are you saying?
Who knows? I don't know. Some friends of mine had started a band. It was pretty much a joke band, and it was pretty much meant as a last fill-in for another band, a last-minute fill-in for another band called Channels 2 and 3, which is Nick Hughes from Shearing Pinks and Ben Phillips from Defectors and Jesse Willey from Twin Crystals. And Ben, I think, was really sick one time or for some reason he could not make it to a show, and they got their friend Carolyn Doyle, who plays bass in Vapid now, to sing for them, and they wrote about 6 or 7 30-second to a minute songs with an old realistic synthesizer. And that's what Channels 3 and 4 was for about 6 months. And then Carolyn moved to Toronto and I took over, and we started playing more shows, and I would just go down on the weekends and we'd have practices or we'd play shows. And it was, you know, pretty silly. We used to play at Miss T's Cabaret a lot, which was my favorite venue to ever exist in Vancouver in my concert going lifetime.
So for those like myself who came to Vancouver, this decade,
I'm
only arrived in 2011. So nope. I'm not, please tell me where Miss T's
Cabaret was, downstairs on, it was a long time ago. So, but I guess it was Pendern. I guess it was there's a vacant lot or a kind of a parking lot in between Dresso and the Seed place. Does that make sense? Is there one? I think it's on Pender, sort of in between Cambie and there.
So they paved and Paradise and put up a parking lot.
No, it burned down. Oh, okay. It was an old kind of one of those old apartment buildings that's on the rest of that block. And I guess someone was making popcorn.
Wow.
That's always the line, though. I don't know. They were making something and burned the whole bloody place down, including Miss T's Cabaret, which was downstairs and which was a wonderful place for just the weirdest things happened there. There was sort of a series called the Art Damage Cabaret that happened weekly and involved just really crazy drag shows and belly dancers and noise bands and all sorts of weird stuff. Yeah, it was a real hub, and it was a really good place for creative things to happen. It's very sad that it burned down, and it probably burned down in 2003 or 2004. So
just as Channels 3x4 were getting going.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I found interesting that it was a reference to Channels 2 and 3 not showing up. I thought it was a reference to the old those old consumer AV devices intended when they used a TV for radio frequency.
Right. Outputs. Yeah. Yeah. It's a reference. I don't know what it's a reference to. Like I said, I wasn't even in the band, and it's just all a joke. Anyways, it's pretty silly band, and always has been. So we try not to take ourselves too seriously. And
well, apparently not. If you know, you're only playing about a show a year over the course of 10 years. Is that just, it's a nice hobby to have on the side? Or?
Well, we broke up for a year or two. We went on a couple of tours throughout the States, and we went to the UK for a couple of weeks and kind of came back and just kind of called it quits and just weren't really getting along or working together well. So we took a year or two off and then kind of just came back to it. We wanted it to be more fun and more casual and not have, you know, the pressure of being an actual band, because it can be stressful, you know, and planning a tour or recording or that kind of thing just puts the pressure on you. And so we just wanted to do it really casually and just do it just for fun. So that's what we do now. It's working out pretty well. We've got a lot of new songs actually, though, so we might try and record them, just at least some sort of casual demo. Maybe we'll make a modern website, like a Bandcamp or something, since people aren't visiting our MySpace in the high volumes that they once did for some reason.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was trying to find some trying to do some research on you guys so I could actually be prepared for this interview. There really isn't much online about you guys
it's
at all.
It's true. Yeah, we don't have much of an online presence, but yeah, we do have, you know, cassettes and lathe cut 7 inches, limited to 30 or 40. So well, we might have one or two left if you want one. That's about how many records we sell.
Well, luckily you are an absolute wealth of knowledge in terms of music, the Vancouver music community and Vancouver music community folklore, with all your great tales. And actually we want to talk to you a bit about the Shindig, which is happening.
Ooh, yes.
But I feel we've exhausted this topic for a little while. So let's continue with the music. We're going to play something now, from Killbeat Records. This is Pup. They are also playing on this Thursday, like everybody else is in town.
Ouch, competition. Come on, guys. Tone it down a little.
Well, we got to just spread the love. We don't have Pup Live in the studio with us today.
I know, it's already shameless promotion. What? I've got my own voice on the ad for it.
What? Well, you know what? It's, considering you were saying last week off air, you're maybe a little bit, I don't know if you're disenchanted with the state of your productivity, but it's good to see you're kind of like, you know, giving yourself a kick in the ass for this upcoming show.
Yeah, so let's do it. Let's make it happen.
All right. What time are you guys on, by the way? On
early. Come early. 8 o'clock.
You guys are on that early?
8:30.
Okay. Well, I think Pup's on about that same time too. So you can tell you what, folks, you can listen to this and make up your own
mind.
You
got to make a choice.
So this is Reservoir by Pup. And they are playing, of course, this Thursday at the Commodore, the same night as Sarah and Channel 3x4. But we're going to play this track right now and come back. We'll talk to Sarah and hear all about Shindig, which is happening tonight at the Railway Club. In the meantime, this is Pup, Reservoir, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
I guess you'll get Wadidaw Records presents the annual Fall Down Get Down, November 14th through the 17th, featuring the Dead Ghosts, Tough Age, Needles and Pins, King Dude, and so many more. Someday you'll remember me and picture my face. Someday you'll smile at me as I walk away. For more information and tickets, go to LaDiDaRecords.com. Sponsored by CITR.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
The Carl Sagan Association for the Communication of Science is pleased to present screenings of Carl Sagan's Cosmos series, held twice per month on the UBC campus. Through these and other initiatives, our goal is to promote interest and engagement with the sciences on campus and in society at large. Visit ubcsagan.org for showtimes and other events.
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 1019. Before the little PSAs, you heard the sweet sounds of the sweat-drenched sounds, more like it actually, of Pup from Toronto, a four-piece punk outfit who is touring the bleep out of this country, according to their Facebook page. That's what they say. And currently they're tonight in Sarah Cordelly's favorite town, Kamloops, at the Blue Grotto. So if you're happening to be listening online, you're in Kamloops, go check them out there. And they'll be back here Thursday night opening up for the Zolas and Colorado. And then, of course, Thursday night is our jam-packed evening where so many things are happening. Now, but speaking of live music, as we normally do here on CITR, tonight at the Railway Club is Shindig, our annual Battle of the Bands, and it's been going on now for, I believe, the last 10 weeks. And this is the last week of regular Shindig fare, I guess you could say. So since early September, three bands will battle it out in a Battle of the Bands style of contest at the Railway Club. One band emerges as the winner. They go on to the next round. And so starting next week, I guess, is the quarterfinals. And these bands will battle it off and eventually have a finals in December. So tonight's the last of the regular session. And the bands playing tonight include names such as 42, MacLew, and Violet Heights. Now, CJ and I are not all that well-versed in the real deep indie trenches of Vancouver. But, of course, Sarah Cordingley is, who happens to be right here, fresh from her Channels 3x4 interview. Channels 3 and 4, excuse me. It's that whole X. It's confusing at times. Now, you were telling us off air, there's some really interesting tidbits of information about the bands that are playing tonight at Shindig.
That's right, yeah. So, well, this is secondhand information. Brenda, our station manager, was just telling me a little bit about 42.
Is this like broken telephone?
It is a bit. Like, this might be way off. I might actually just be making this up, but... That's okay. That's Shindig's all about rumors, I think. So apparently they were a band that played Shindig back like 10 years ago. And they also just came to Shindig a lot and really heckled Bryce Dunn, who hosted it before Ben Lai did.
Did they heckle him so hard that's why he retired from the gig? His feelings were hurt or something?
I don't know about that, but I do think that heckling is a really important part of Shindig. So
Noted.
I think that tonight will be a really Shindig-y Shindig. And I think I just like love heckling. And so hopefully these guys will have, some classics up their sleeve and really give the bands and Ben Lai a lot of heck while they're up there. Apparently also the plug was pulled on their performance on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I don't know what exactly they were doing, but it was moderately offensive to somebody. Ooh. And they were taken off the air. So,
wow, controversy.
Could be scandalous. And Brenda also said that they have been known to buy just real cheap, crappy instruments and light them on fire and smash them while they're playing. So I don't know if they're still into that. It's been a good 10 years, but It's wow. It's got a lot of potential, I think.
Many reasons to go to Shindig tonight. Get your to right. get your heckles on.
Yes.
For a little heckle fest.
And jokes some, for beer.
And potential
always classic.
Potential guitars getting set on fire and
yeah.
all this kind of craziness.
And then there's MacLu, who is a CITR programmer, Pira Draculia. I don't know how you say it, but something like that. And she hosts Vampire's Ball, which is a late night sort of goth industrial show. And she does some really crazy, really dark, weird stuff. It's a lot of sort of cut up samples and electronics, industrial stuff.
And goes by the name of MacLu.
MacLu.
LU. And then the third act, Violet Height.
No idea.
Okay. Open book on those guys.
We'll find out tonight.
Well, you know what? We were listening off air to the three bands, and we thought, you know, we feel a bit bad for Bryce and for Ben for always getting heckled. And to be honest, these guys already sound like a riot anyway. So we're not going to play any of 42.
All right.
And we actually only have probably time to play one of these two bands. So right now, CJ, you were saying you're really digging the Violet Heights. I was really digging MacLu from what we heard off air. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to do the best way to settle all arguments is, of course,
rock, paper, scissors.
That's what we're going to do right about now. We're going to do scissors, rock, paper.
This is live on the radio happening in the world.
Yes.
Sarah, the only rock, paper, scissors happening in the world right now.
Yeah, you can judge
on
it.
The radio.
And if I win, then we're going to play the MacLu track. I think we're going to play the track.
Manifest.
Yes. And I'm going to manifest this victory for myself right now. But if by chance I don't win, then we're going to hear The Road Less Trampled from CJ's pick from the Violet Heights.
All right.
So I'm going to manifest a trampling right now. Let's do this. Sarah, you want to call it?
All right. What do I... I got to count?
Yeah.
All righty. One, two, three.
Wait a second.
So I have to count faster? Okay. I don't know how well...
I think you say scissors.
No, no.
I think
let's just say rock, paper, scissor.
Right.
One, two, three. Rock, paper,
scissor.
Yeah.
All right, so CJ's got a rock smashing.
We need a two out of one. Best of three.
I'm starting the song already. Right. This is The Road Less Trampled by Violet Height on CITR.
Got a break from the breakdown. Finally got an easy way out. Got nothing to lose. But an angry bit of hate now. Waiting on the moon to shine. Cool me down every time. No excuse, 'cause it's all my fault. Daddy's little girl, tough in this world. Gotta get that cash just to give it all back. Waiting for the checks to clear. Hope I get it by next year. Can't get time back, but I can still get off. Oh, I could still get off. Bring me whatever you got, and if I want to sell my soul, I'd head down to the old crossroads. Oh, when the winds they get too blowing, I feel like
we gave Violet Heights their fair share, but off air we did a best of three, and I pulled out a victory. So we're gonna play a bit of MacLu for you as well. Give them a bit of a sample. Playing tonight at Shindig Railway Club. This is Manifest MacLu on CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9, that's Maclou, sounding a bit like the UK industrial act Ladytron right there. A band that I was digging, so that's why I voted for them, or in my little scissor rock paper off here live on the radio, and so we decided to be diplomatic and play a bit of both. We heard Violent Heights and Maclou, both playing tonight at Shindig, along with the band 42, who is sure to be heckling, receiving some heckles, and maybe even setting their kid on fire. It all gets underway tonight at 9:30 at the Railway Club, along with CITR's own Ben Lai as the host. It's the last of the regular season, so to speak, Shindig gigs for 2013 before we get into the finals next week. Okay, we only got a few minutes left. We actually have to apologize to Matt Mays fans. He's playing tonight, by the way, at the Commodore. We were going to play Matt Mays, but we've already talked a lot about the things that are happening this week, November 14th. Again, so many shows, including Channel 3x4, who you heard on the air earlier, Sarah Cordingly, playing with Pop 1280, Sex Church, and Cowards at Astorino's. Also Thursday night, we've got the Zolas and Pop, Ruffled Feathers, Kill Matilda. Just so much great live music happening this week. Yeah, check it out at liveand.com. Okay, so before we go, again, we've gone this the Disenchanted Show with, you know, reference to punk music and the November Blahs. So we figured the best way to finish it off would be to bookend this November Blahs feeling by talking about the Discorder staff sound-off in this month's copy of Discorder magazine, where a bunch of the staff gets to talk about their favorite sad album, the album that is inspired by the seasonal affective disorder. Last week, we picked James Olsen's choice, which was Pinkerton by Weezer. And I have to say, that album was in my head all week long. So I wonder if this week, this next album will be in my head as well all week long. It seems to have that effect. I mean, it's the last song you play on the show. Now, CJ, I got to pick Pinkerton last week. So this week, it is your pick. So what are we going to hear?
So we are going to hear a track that... or an album I used to hear in high school, I guess, Transatlanticism by Death Cab for Cutie, which is a pick by...
Good old Fraser Dobbs.
Good old Fraser Dobbs.
One of our most dedicated contributors here at Discorder Magazine.
Fantastic chap.
Yes, that album came out exactly 10 years ago this month, so it's the 10-year anniversary of Transatlanticism, Death Cab for Cutie, and the track we're going to play, it's funny, as Sarah was mentioning 42 and all the trouble they had on stage, I thought about the story of Slow at Expo 86 when they got booted off a stage for getting naked, and that's what this track is called, Expo 86. Good call, CJ, on our sad picks. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Talk to you next week.